There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Thursday, this Friday eve of the show. Glad to have you here. Live local talk over the next couple of next hour. And your comments on the text line, phone line, 343-0106. We appreciate that. I mentioned this yesterday, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I was talking about this yesterday when I guess I officially launched, even though it was launched about a month ago, but officially yesterday launching the campaign to raise money for breast cancer research. I'm one of the American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink. We're those guys you see in the pink shirts out there and pink ties and all those kind of events. We are the older, ugly, hairy version of the Azalea Trail Maids for the American Cancer Society. They roll us out to come out to events, but at the same time, we're raising money for breast cancer research. I told my story yesterday. My link, I have many links to the family, but my closest link is my closest link in life, my mama, who's a 20-year survivor of breast cancer. So it's something that's absolutely extremely important to me, not just academically, but in my heart. So I was really honored when I got asked to be part of this and Real Men Wear Pink campaign in the month of October. So yeah, we do go out and do our ambassador stuff, but at the same time, we're raising money for breast cancer research. And I put the link up. We did through Twitter, also my Facebook, on Facebook and my Twitter page. So the station's Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, on Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. You scroll back, or I can put it up again today, and there's a link there that'll take you to the American Cancer Society page for our area here in South Alabama, and you'll see my picture there. Make sure you see my picture if you're going to the donate tab and click there. And we've had folks, you can make it, if you want to make a $5 donation, listen, I appreciate that. If you want to make big donations, we appreciate that. But myself and many other guys in the community are out as part of the American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. And do what you can. I know y'all are a great audience and y'all are so very, very generous. Check out those links on social media. If you don't go to Facebook and don't go to Twitter, we got people who don't do that. You can even send me an email. I'll send you a direct link that way, or you can call Dalton at 343-0106. We'll give you the web address to go there and donate. There are other ways to do it, paper-wise, mailing it in. If you need that information, we can help you as well. But the easiest thing, if you go to the Facebook page, you go to the Twitter feed, there's a link. You'll click it there. It takes you right through. And I sure appreciate y'all's donations. And I appreciate being involved with this American Cancer Society asking me to do this. And yeah, I'd never have worn a pink tie or pink clothes very well, but it works for me. Maybe I'll get into that. All right. And as part of this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, something we talked about, I guess, last month or a few weeks ago, in studio, Ruth Lichtenfeld from Taylor Martino, we were talking about the upcoming Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because you were in here and we talked about breast implants and some issues around certain kinds of breast implants and cancer. And first of all, welcome back. Good to see you. And
thank you. Nice to be here.
And it's always fun to get to visit with you. So let's talk about this. This was something, you rolled out a bunch of stuff last time you were here that I hadn't even heard of. It was I hadn't even kind of heard of. It was brand new. Can you roll out the story on these implants and what this link is?
Yes, I'll be glad to. Allergan has made textured breast implants for years.
So that's the company. That's the brand.
That's the company,
okay.
Yes, sir. And these textured breast implants and also tissue expanders were recalled by the FDA in July of 2019 because they can cause, there's a very direct link between this particular type of breast implants and tissue expanders and the type of lymphoma called breast implant associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, BIA-ALCL. It is not breast cancer per se, but it's a very dangerous form of a blood cancer, which, if not detected early and treated, can be fatal. Right now, worldwide, there's about 600 cases, and of those, over 80% are directly linked to this particular type of breast cancer, breast implant, which is the BIOCEL.
And it can be connected. You said specific, too, so people need to figure out which implants they had. And people can have them for aesthetic reasons. People could have rebuilt, you know, speaking of breast cancer, somebody goes through
a
lumpectomy or a mastectomy, they could use these. But you were telling me last time, it's not just every implant.
Every implant. These particular implants, they're textured, and that what that means is on the underside, they're kind of a bumpy surface, and in some people, the body responds to it, and the immune response, the immune system creates this heightened response, and it just goes crazy trying to fight off this bumpy textured surface.
Does it think it's an infection, or what is it?
It thinks it's an invader, and it is an invader, only it's not a dangerous invader. It's a foreign to the immune system, and in some people, they get a heightened response that then leads on to cause a lymphoma. But also, as I mentioned to you right before we went on the air, I've talked to two ladies this week, who have had this BIOCEL Allergan breast implant because of mastectomies due to breast cancer, both of them. So sometimes when people hear about breast implants, they think, oh, it's just for, you know, cosmetic reasons,
right.
But in the large majority of patients, it's most likely from breast cancer surgery.
All right, so I want to talk about this too, because I don't know. When you say the specific Allergan breast implant, it's probably a stupid question. How does somebody know what implant they have?
Well, it's not a stupid question. I'm sorry I didn't explain it. When you have surgery, the surgeon would give the patient a product identification card. It's usually the size of like a driver's license, and it has your product name, the serial number, the lot number, the model number, just like it's any other, you know, piece of device, medical device. If you don't have that, it's called a PID card, product identification card. It's really simple to get a copy of what you have. You just call your surgeon or the hospital where you had the surgery and just request it, because you have to know what type of breast implant. This recall doesn't affect the majority of breast implants on the market. But if you have breast implants, no matter what the reason you have them, you really need to identify what type it is. And then if it is the Allergan BIOCEL, then I'd like you to contact me so I can give you some, you know, further information and direction.
Okay, so you said in July.
This year. Correct.
Okay, so this is pretty recent.
It's
stuff.
Brand new.
Okay, so July the recall happens. So with that, I ask you, this is kind of maybe a dumb question again. How do you recall something that's inside somebody's body?
Well, they've recalled, they've ceased from selling it. The hospitals and plastic surgeons and outpatient surgery facilities have had to send back. They can't use it anymore. That's
okay.
How you recall it. The FDA has not issued at this time instructions for patients to have them removed automatically if they're asymptomatic. However, they should be evaluated by the doctor. So the steps are, first, make sure you know what type of breast implant you have by getting that product identification card, and then make an appointment with your surgeon to get evaluated, because you may not recognize the symptoms, or you may be asymptomatic, but you really need to get evaluated if you have this type of breast implant for the BIA-ALCA, the breast implant associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, because it can go undetected if you have it, and the sooner it's treated, the more easily it's treated. And it is curable if caught early and treated early.
I'm thinking about, in the case, you said whether it's for cosmetic or is for reconstructive, but my God, if somebody has gone through breast cancer, mm-hmm. and mastectomy, and then they put the implant in, and now they're facing cancer again of a different type. Mm-hmm. I mean, my heart breaks. I have words for it.
any one of those things is really tragic. There was a story on the local news last week where a woman had survived bilateral breast cancer. She had breast cancer in each breast, but not at the same time. So she had these implants, and now she has this breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma. Now she's fighting for her life a third time, and it's super tragic.
Because this is, I mean, this is not specific. This is, like you said, a lymphoma, not a breast cancer. But the association is here. The implants in the breast have caused the lymphoma.
That's right. And there is no good news about lymphoma or breast cancer, so I don't mean that. But if you have breast cancer and it's detected early, you know, and even if it's not, they can excise the breast cancer. Cancer of the blood is in your blood, so you can't excise your blood. They do treat you for it, but it's systemic already by the time you realize that you have it. And again, 80% of the approximately 600 cases are directly linked to this particular product. And so I'm just trying to get the word out. And Taylor Martino is also trying to get the word out that these breast implants need to be evaluated if you have them.
Do you have a year that they were started? They started with these? Like, do you have a window of time?
They've been around for a while. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly when they started being implanted. Oh, they've been around. In 2015, the FDA was alerted that there might be a problem. We believe the company has known about it for a very long time, although I haven't been able to prove that just yet.
Okay.
But in 15, there were warnings to or from the FDA that knew this was a potential problem, and it's taken about 4 years. This breast implant was already recalled in several countries before the United States because of this very reason, but now it's the company has recalled it worldwide.
Okay, so the process here, for somebody, I'm looking at the text, people are trying to get some idea of what we're talking about specifically. Mm-hmm. They need to, if they don't have this card you were talking about, they call their physician.
Call their surgeon who implanted the implants, or the hospital where it was done, or the outpatient.
What, they just asked for them?
The product identification card. When I worked as a nurse in my husband's office, when there'd be a recall on total hips or total knees, we would just, and we never minded telling the people. They'd say, I lost my PID card. You know, what kind of knee do I have, or what kind of hip?
Mm-hmm. And so that's a normal question.
Of course, it is. Absolutely. And it's so simple to just go to the op report and say, oh, you had a Allergan BioCell textured breast. I mean, it's part of the medical record. Very simple to get that information if you don't have the card.
So they find that out, and then call you.
If they have, correct. And then, but get evaluated. What I will say is, I want to keep a database because as things change, then I can let people know that there's changes. I'm going to create a little email group and just keep them updated. I can't be responsible for sending every change that happens, but I'm tracking this very closely. Mm-hmm. So they should also keep up with the information themselves. But if they contact me, then I'm just going to create a database of people who have these implants so that if there's a new change, like, for example, if the FDA comes out with a recommendation that you should have these removed, like if further information is obtained that...
You could get that information to them.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea at this point, Ruth, how many people we're talking about?
Well, it's typically 5%, according to the American College of Plastic Surgeons. About 5% of the women with breast implants have this particular kind. So although the group is small, if you have this kind, you shouldn't let that deter you from following up right away.
All right.
So it's 5%.
5% of the total. I don't even know what the total number of.
No, it's hundreds of thousands.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get at.
But it's not half a million. I think it's between 200,000 and 300,000. But don't quote me on that.
Okay. Well, we
won't. 5% of whatever the total number is have this particular type.
All right. So people need to either have that card, make that call, find out, and then make a call to you. How do they get in touch with you?
Taylor Martino. 251-433-3131. And I do want to say there are some BioCell breast implants that are not textured. So just if you have BioCell, that's not a reason to panic.
It's very specific
but
to this
you
one.
Need, yes, sir. But you do need to find out exactly what kind of breast implant you have if you have breast implants for whatever reason.
All right. And once we have the Google Taylor Martino, Ruth Lichtenfeld, or just pick it, you'll get the phone number off Google and give you a call. But make sure to do that research first. Find out what you have.
Yes, exactly.
All right. This is something I'm sure we'll talk about going forward and here during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you for bringing this to
You're
us.
You're welcome. Thank
All
you.
Right. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile. We'll check in with you at 343-0106. 343-0106. Works for the text line and the phone line.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 126 FM Talk 106.5. Midday Mobile. By the way, thank you. Thank you to those who have made donations so far, and keep them coming. If you'll go to the Facebook page or the Twitter feed, or I could give you other ways to make that donation if you don't do social media, but it's a safe, once you go and click the link there, it takes you to the American Cancer Society and the page. I'm one of the real men that wear pink, and we're raising money for breast cancer research. You're doing this all month long, plus serving as the homeliest of the ambassadors out there. They've got a lot of patience with us. They've got a bunch of us hairy, goofy-looking guys out there as the ambassadors for the American Cancer Society. But we will stay in your ear all month long and all year long, hopefully, and get you to do your part. Please, make that donation. You can make it straight to the American Cancer Society, although I appreciate if you do it this way. I'm not saying that it's competitive between other guys in this and me, but I sure would like y'all's help. Some flex of the FM Talk 106.5 audience muscle. Make your donations. You can make whatever you got. We appreciate it. If you'll go through that link, once again, it'll take you to a page. You'll see the second time this week, people give me grief that I'm wearing a tie. You'll see me in a tie in that picture. The first link here says Real Men Wear Pink. And if you click on the link there, it'll take you to a page on the American Cancer Society's webpage. And you'll see my face there in the Donate Now tab. And I sure appreciate y'all helping out. This is a cause that's very, very close to my heart. And hopefully you'll be able to make your big donation, make your ready donation. I thank you. All right, to the phones at 343-0106 and Jeff in beautiful Gulf Shores. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I caught part of your show this morning where y'all were talking about the teachers, people at school being armed. And I was going to suggest a book for you to read that you might find rather enlightening. The book is entitled On Combat, and it's written by a former Ranger colonel whose last name is Grossman. I can't remember his first name, but it's based on interviews with warriors, basically soldiers and law enforcement officers who have been in shootouts, and some studies that were done by other people, British study done on the SAS and their armed forces, and what people go through during a shootout. I come from a military family, so I've been exposed to guys telling me what it was really like since I was a kid. But I learned a tremendous amount by reading this book, and it talks about how at different stress levels and heart rates, your body starts to fail on you. You get myopic, you know, tunnel vision, your hearing goes, and so forth. And it's a tremendous read. And if you get a chance,
it's called On Combat.
You know, I go both ways. I think that army, having people in the schools that are armed to protect the students, is a great idea. But if you read this book and you understand military and police training, you know that most people who find themselves in that situation are just not going to do very well.
Okay, I want to bring people up to date, because if they didn't hear us this morning, it was when Robert Kennedy Jr. was in, and we were talking about the law that went into effect the beginning of this month in Florida, allowing teachers, now not just any teachers, they have to go through training and some background evaluations, and there are several steps, but allows them to be armed teachers in the classroom. So I just want to bring everybody up to date with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So you don't think from reading that book, you don't think it's a good idea?
I don't know that it's a bad idea. I just think that, if you're going to carry a sidearm, you have to train all the time. I shoot at least once a month. And if I miss a month or go 2 months, I see a very serious degradation in my skills. I have to, I have to start shooting more frequently.
Hey, and that's always what I like, a situation where I have to shoot more frequently. And I can tell the wife, I got to go shoot more frequently. Need more ammo budget. All right, thank you for the call, Jeff. I got to run to the break. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by Harry's. So let's do some deep history here, some deep history of human beings. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. From flint tools to shark's teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew that a great shave comes down to simple, sharp, durable blades. So Harry's keeps that history going, and they do it at a great price as well. You can get right now special offer. Like I said, this is the best deal. After 6 years of shaving with Harry's, this is the best deal I've seen. If you've been on the fence about Harry's, time to hop off the fence and get on board with the millions of us that shave with Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use my code MOBILE at harrys.com. Harry's is a return to the essential, quality, durable blades at a fair price. $2 a blade. It's half of what you're paying at the grocery store or the pharmacy, and they're making it available for you in an introductory offer, so you don't even just get the great deals on the blades. You get all the stuff that goes with it. Harry's has this amazing offer. New customers, listeners of Midday Mobile, you get $5 off a trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. So when they ask you for the code, you just put in MOBILE. That means you get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code MOBILE at checkout to claim your offer. All right, a couple things we're going to roll through here, and we'll grab some text and calls at 343-0106. Plus, by the way, I mentioned it earlier, I put up a fresh link because I think it had defaulted to the overall link for Real Men Wear Pink. And not that I have any problem with the money going through other people to the American Cancer Society, but I sure would like y'all to help me reach my goal. So I put those links up on the, we put it on the Facebook page. I think Dalton shared it from my personal Facebook page, and I just put it up again on Twitter. You go through, just a couple clicks there, and please, please, please help me raise money for breast cancer research, all right, on this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then you get to make fun of the picture of me in a pink tie with a pink lapel thing. Go on there. Just beat me up. Just make a donation when you do it. All right. I want to get back to the Napolitano audio and get some reaction there. At the same time, we want to kind of go right back through the latest here on the Biden story. And I have some Tommy Tuberville talking tough on the way. Okay, in just a second. First, let's do this. This is what we played in the first hour, and we got a lot of reaction here. And if you're just joining us here, you probably haven't heard this, or at least you haven't heard this here. This is published, I think, this morning. Judge Andrew Napolitano, of course, you know him as senior judicial and like the senior judicial analyst for Fox News. I think that's his title, something like that. So he came out, and it's a promotion for whatever his new show is with Fox, but he does his opinion take here. He did two things. He dropped a column over at foxnews.com and then recorded his take on the situation with President Trump's discussion with the Ukrainian president. He says here, to quote, "Trump's behavior is criminal and impeachable, and his allusions to violence are palpably dangerous." Fox senior judicial analyst Andrew Napolitano is arguing in a column and his video that the president is guilty of criminal behavior in regards to the Ukraine, and this is impeachable. So let's run the audio. Here's about 3 minutes of Andrew Napolitano talking, and then we'll talk with you when we get back from this.
Offense. That phrase, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, is the basis, the sole basis for impeachment under the Constitution. How did all this come about? Well, a CIA agent formerly assigned to the White House became aware of the president's conversation with his counterpart, the president of the Ukraine, during the course of which he said words to the effect of, "I need a favor." The favor he requested was dirt on Joe Biden. Now, why would he want dirt on Joe Biden? Well, if that favor was to help American law enforcement investigate Joe Biden, there'd be no impropriety. But there's no federal investigation of Joe Biden for any crime or any violation of American law. If the favor was to help the president's campaign, it's a very serious issue, because as we know from the Mueller investigation, in which the president was accused of obtaining favors from the Russian government, it is a federal crime to receive a favor or to ask for something for a campaign from a foreign national or a foreign government. In the context of all of this is the following. In 2014 and 15, Russia invaded Ukraine. It annexed the province of Crimea. 5 years ago, Crimea was a province of Ukraine. Now it's a province of Russia. What once housed Ukrainians in Crimea now houses Russian troops and Russian tanks aimed at the Crimea-Ukraine border. In response to that, Congress votes to authorize federal aid, American aid to Ukraine, and the sale of American military goods to Ukraine. The president holds all this up, even though his Secretary of Defense, his Secretary of State, his Director of National Intelligence, his Director of the CIA, and every member of his National Security Council said, give them the aid. The Russian tanks are aimed their way. But he held up that aid and instead asked for a favor, which arguably was for his political campaign. That was a violation of federal law. That is an impeachable offense. That is what the Democrats are seeking to investigate. A lot of this is surrounded by confusing arguments. Who was worse, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? These arguments are made by the president's supporters. Many of his supporters are people of goodwill who wish him well and wish that the impeachment would go away. But wishing the impeachment to go away will not make it go away. Instead of a frenetic lawyer on television trying to make Joe Biden look worse, the president should present a principled defense if he has one, because the Democrats have a lot of evidence against him.
Okay, so there's Judge Napolitano's take on it. I'll say this, that the premise that the president will be impeached, I don't disagree with him. I've said that now from the end of last week to early this week. I think the president will be impeached. Now, remember how this process works. The House does the impeaching. The House is the grand jury. The House will, to make it analog to the court system, to the judicial branch, they will indict, right? Democrats have the majority, because things are done just because for partisan reasons. We know that. So they have the majority in the House. They're drawing up the articles of impeachment. There'll be Democrats will, I think they'll impeach. In other words, they will indict. This will then move to the Senate. Now that's where the question comes from. And the Senate will take this up, where you need 2/3 to convict or remove from office on that. That's the part that I don't think will happen. So when Napolitano says the Democrats have enough to impeach here on, I would agree. Meaning that doesn't say whether something's true or not true. It means, do the Democrats, is there enough out there to motivate members of the Democrat Party or just a majority in the House to impeach or to indict, right, for lack of a better word? I think there is. Now, the question is, what will the Senate see here? You've got Senate serving as the jury, right? And Supreme Court Justice Roberts will be the judge over that jury. And then they'll make the decision there at 2/3 whether to to remove from office or do nothing with it. I think that's what happens. I think it comes out of the House. I think it goes nowhere in the Senate. But you have a lot of questions bouncing around right now about what what senators could go this way, what senators could go that way. I really don't know of a Republican senator, with the exception of maybe two, even if they felt like they wanted to impeach the president, would dare risk it. All right, grab some calls. And also, I want to get to, you see the Hillary Clinton offering advice? Hillary Clinton offering advice to officials that are implicated in the Trump impeachment inquiry? Well, I'll just give you a little sneak preview, and then we'll come back to it. She says, tell the truth. Hillary Clinton saying, tell the truth. Look at here. It's my buddy Cal Walters checking in. You usually hear him with the scuttlebutt. Now you're hearing him on Midday Mobile. Hey, Cal.
Hey, how are you doing, Sean?
Man, you and I have not talked for weeks, man, so I'm glad you're calling.
It's always good to talk with you. I was just listening in on your concept of what's going on with the impeachment, and I don't think that they will actually come up with a vote to impeach. I think it's just going to be investigate.
Why do you think that?
If they do draft articles of impeachment,
mm-hmm.
and they send it to the Senate, at that point, I think the Senate, I don't think the Senate will vote to take him out of office.
I agree.
And that hands a victory, basically, to the president. And I don't think that's something that the Democrats can afford to have before the election.
Let's talk about what that victory looks like. This is a fun exercise. I always enjoy talking about it. My thought process is that the impeachment, using the actual definition of impeachment, the president will be impeached because he will be indicted, right? It will be sent to the Senate. I don't think it gets 2/3 of the senators to that would vote to remove the president. So I, like you, think it gets to that point and goes nowhere. But where is the political? You say it's a victory for the president. Does it? Who are the people in the country? How many of them are watching this that will make a decision, either if it goes to this point and the president, it goes to the Senate and it's dropped, they'll go change the way they're going to vote, or if it goes the other way, if it even comes out of the House, is anybody still in play that much that doesn't already have a preconceived notion of what's happening here, whether it be from one side or the other?
Well, I think both sides have their hardcore bases. I think you have the folks on the left who are really they really think that this is the route to go. They're not going to change their vote one way or the other. I do think you have the Trump supporters that this is really strengthening his support, the president's support, because they look at this as really it's more of the same. It's more of the Russia collusion. It's more of all these things that we've been hearing ever since the president really got elected. And the problem, I think, is that if it were to go to the Senate, and the Senate, again, I don't think they're going to vote him out of office or vote to take him out of office, I think that swings momentum towards the Trump campaign. Because again, this is they're going to drag this out, I think, as far as they can,
mm-hmm.
to muddy the waters. But if it ever got to that point, then it's got to be close to next year's elections, and then that becomes a swing in favor of Trump, just in the country overall. But along the way, I think it also gives fuel to the president. I mean, today he was out there mentioning that, hey, you probably want to look into the Biden's dealings in China, because there are obviously some issues there with Hunter Biden and the vice president. So I think you have a lot of folks in the nation that are going, yeah, why aren't these people held accountable? Because if you or I did it, Sean, we'd be going to the big house. We'd be in the cell next to Manafort.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think people look at, but just, one thing I always fight against is whataboutism, even though it's the easiest way to go. We can find out and have it proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, which is pretty clear to most people now, but you could prove corruption through the Bidens through and through. At the same time, whether it's semantic or in spirit, show that the president was trying to, you know, say, hey, you're not going to get funding to fight the Russians back off the border there in the Crimea unless you give me the information I want. Is that the way you do it? I've said since the beginning, I don't feel like there's an impeachable offense. There's a high crime or misdemeanor. I do say I would have chosen different words in that phone call. I mean, I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I'm full of them. So,
well, I, you know, if you say, yeah, I'd like you to do me a favor, maybe that's the wrong word to use. But I still think that it was a credible question to ask, especially when you look at, you have the prosecutor from the Ukraine now saying, yeah, I was looking into it and I did get fired. You've got, Biden out talking to a group and he's on tape basically saying, yeah, I said, you either do this or I walk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've played that audio many times of him, I've got 6 hours and don't get the money. I'm not, in questioning the things that just asking that Judge Napolitano talked about, in no way when I question that, in my mind, am I absolving the Bidens of any culpability? I'm just asking multiple questions. What is the hottest iron coming out of the fire right now?
I don't know that there is a hot iron necessarily in the fire. I think it's much like you had. I mean, Adam Schiff, who's basically the man behind this at this point, all during a Russia investigation, he kept saying, "We've got the evidence. We've got the evidence." And he never produced anything. And I think this is much of the same. They're going to drag this out to try to muddy the waters, dirty and tarnish the president so that he can't move his agenda forward. But I think the problem is there's a large majority of the American populace that is getting tired of it. And I think strategically, it's a bad move for them.
Cal, remind folks, too, if they have been under a rock for all these years, when can they catch Scuttlebutt?
Well, we're Wednesday night, 8 to 9, there on 106.5. Next week, although, we're out on the battleship doing a remote right behind you.
That's right. We bring, once again, the very, very technical driving of the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit onto the fantail of the USS Alabama. Hopefully, we won't scratch anything this time.
Well, yeah, little dent you put in the forward battery there, they weren't real happy about that.
As always, Ben, I can't wait to see you out there. Enjoy the conversation. Thanks for the call.
Outstanding. Talk to you later, Sean.
That's one of the good guys. Really enjoyed talking with him. And y'all, of course, check out Scuttlebutt, and we'll be doing a special Scuttlebutt next week live from the battleship following Midday Mobile. All right, I get back. I know somebody is saying, what did HRC say? I'll tell you what she said, and if I have some time, I've got to get into this Tuberville story as well that was published yesterday. All right, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 153 FM Talk 106.5. The Hillary Clinton story here. Of course, this is on the heels of the commentary from Hillary Clinton that President Trump's an illegitimate president. Remember the worries they were having about President Trump that he was just probably he would have done it. Worried that he was going to claim that if it was somebody other than him, it was the illegitimate president. They're pointing the fingers now. Hillary Clinton's calling President Trump illegitimate. Just want to point that out. Okay. So listen to this. Story from Fox News, and it's Hillary Clinton offers advice to Trump appointees implicated in the impeachment probe to tell the truth. Hillary Clinton offered some advice yesterday to high-ranking U.S. officials if they find themselves implicated in the Trump impeachment inquiry. Tell the truth. Clinton was responding to MSNBC host Rachel Maddow, who suggested that figures such as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Attorney General William Barr, and Vice President Mike Pence could find themselves swept up in any accusations that the Democrats in Congress make against the president, just as Nixon administration officials were linked to the Watergate scandal. A quote here, I think that many in the Nixon White House and administration concluded was the right thing to do was to tell the truth. Tell the truth, Clinton said, and that would be the advice that should be given to anyone caught up in this Trump inquiry, because it's clear that the president has made a series of decisions to benefit himself and his political fortune at the expense of other matters in our government, and the people you point to are certainly aware of that. Okay, let me get this right. So Hillary Clinton was, first of all, when she talks about impeachment proceedings, she makes the reference to Watergate. Did she Was there another impeachment proceeding that might have been more recent news than? Okay, yeah, I just wonder if there's more recent news than impeachment there. She didn't refer to that one. She referred to Watergate and reminded them to tell the truth. Hillary Clinton chastising them to tell the truth. All right, going to speed through this one. We will pick this story up more tomorrow. But this is going to be. It's going to be pretty interesting how the spin works on this. So The Hill published this story, Hill.com. GOP Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville says Trump has put a noose around farmers' necks with the trade war. Okay, former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville, blah, blah, blah. We know all this stuff. The Hill's telling people who aren't from here what Tuberville did. It goes on to say Tuberville offered praise for President Trump in a Tuesday interview, but sharply criticized his trade war, saying it's hurting American farmers. Tuberville said, you know, there's no bigger supporter of President Trump. He says this every time, even though he's putting a noose around the neck a little bit in terms of choking them out and keeping that price down. Tuberville was on the Matt Murphy show. It's not just the Matt Murphy, it's Matt and Ani. The Hill, the Matt and Ani radio show on 99.5 in Birmingham. Tuberville goes on to say, and they're not making the money. I just hope that we get this thing over with because they are great people. He's talking about the farmers. Now, remember, the Alabama Farmers Federation did the endorsement last week of Tommy Tuberville. The comments come from Tuberville. He said, they do a great job, I guess, in talking about Alabama farmers. They do a great job. They love this country. I decided when I got in this race, I was going to hit as many Farmer Federation meetings, which there are in 67 counties, and there are 67 get-togethers. I tried to hit them all. I met a lot of great people. I was around a lot of people that really care about this state and country, and they're hurting right now about the tariffs. Tuberville's campaign did not immediately return requests for comments on these, return a request for further comment on the remarks. Of course, he's talking about the longstanding trade dispute between the Trump administration and China that has crippled many farming communities around the U.S. I'll point this out. I think everything here is a valid discussion, but you know, here's how it works anymore. Here's how it works. And remember when Tuberville said he was PO'd at President Trump that our vets can't get health care? Remember that when he said that a few months ago? It is interesting to me that when taken out of context, you got Tuberville saying that President Trump has a noose around the neck of farmers and he's PO'd at President Trump. But he says that he's the Trumpiest of them all. I judge for yourself. I'm linking the story up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. We'll put it on Facebook, too, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm out of here. Paul Feinbaum on the way in next. See you at 6.